Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Thursday, April 18th. The NBA was not as good as the Western Conference, but we knew that was going to happen. Really, really interesting victory for the Sixers. I don't think we'll spend much time on Bulls-Hawks, but I do want to start before we get to the NBA with a really fascinating story on Caitlin Clark. And I'm sorry for those of you who are over Caitlin Clark. You can just bear with me for 90 seconds. So I do remember after they lost to South Carolina, a lot of people saying she should stay in college. She should not go to the WNBA. The salary is like $78,000 a year. So some of her college teammates might get better jobs in sales. Like, don't go to the WNBA. There's more money to be made in college with the NIL. Okay. I heard it. I laughed. I scoffed. I said, you guys are crazy. Do you know what endorsement money is? Like, that's a real thing. And everybody said, well, no, you can't get endorsement money in the WNBA. Do you understand what's happening right now with Caitlin Clark? Just to put it in perspective, okay? The TV ratings for the WNBA draft were like four times what they were, the highest one ever, okay? And this is the Caitlin Clark impact. Yes, obviously people were tuning in for some of the other people, but not in the, it was driven fully by Caitlin Clark, regardless of what you want to think about Angel Reese and the girl from South Carolina and Cameron Brink, blah, blah, blah. It's all Caitlin Clark. And this is how interesting it got. Some of these like high-end female company, Prada sells a lot of women's fashion, Gucci, Versace, all these big high-end fashion companies noticed what was happening. And they said, ooh, oh, let me link up with Caitlin Clark and we'll get her in Prada and we'll get massive free publicity on the red carpet when she's on the stage and the afterward, blah, 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 blah. Those companies, those businesses, by the way, which print money, saw the Caitlin Clark phenomenon and jumped on it. Well, you know who else is jumping on board? Nike. Kind of a decent company in the apparel space, right? Apparently, according to The Athletic, Under Armour and Adidas made huge pitches for Caitlin Clark, and she's ultimately going to sign a lucrative eight-figure endorsement deal with Nike. Yes, it's true. Caitlin Clark is getting paid. You guys can talk about NIL money all you want, and that's NIL money is great. You know, Caleb Williams, a quarterback at USC, a lot of guys are making, you know, nice money. I'm sure $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, maybe $7 million. Okay, Caitlin Clark is gonna destroy and obliterate that with this deal with Nike. Okay, now I don't know the history of WNBA players getting into the league and instantly getting a ton of sponsors. Caitlin Clark already has endorsement deals with Gatorade, State Farm, and Panini. Okay? She's now going to get in with Iowa. Caitlin Clark is the business. I tried to explain this, guys. The business of Taylor Swift was a thing. She would go to certain cities on this tour, and the economy would just surge. People would have flocked to the city, hotels, airfare, restaurants. I'm not making this up. The Wall Street Journal, many outlets have written about the Taylor Swift impact. This, on a lesser extent, is going to start happening with Caitlin Clark. She's going to fill out arenas. And I know, Jason, it's just a blip. It's just the rookie year. Oh, that's fine. Okay. Maybe it's just the rookie year. Maybe it extends beyond that. We'll see. Like, I don't know why you would say something. Oh, it's just going to be the rookie year. Then it's back to reality. I'm sure that's possible. But you know what else is possible? That this thing continues to grow and snowball as Caitlin Clark becomes, I don't know, is she going to be, I didn't want to say this name, but like, is she going to have a Michael Jordan type impact on women's sports? That's possible. Now, we saw like the women's U.S. soccer team had a major moment when they're winning World Cups, but it wasn't like one person popped. It was like Alex Morgan was a thing and Rapinoe was a big deal. And you know, a lot of players, it was like a team effort. This is Caitlin Clark. You guys can say what you want. Yes, some of the other players matter and they're interesting. This is all about Caitlin Clark. And my guess between salary, which is a pittance, and sponsorship money, she's probably going to make $30 million this year. Just spitballing. I don't know. Is that too high? 25? All I know is if I'm... By the way, I know a buddy who... My daughter plays volleyball with her daughter. He's like in the collectibles card space. He is... It happens to be from Iowa. And so he's a huge Caitlin Clark fan. And he has been loading up on Caitlin Clark cards for a while. He has seen the prices over the last, I don't know, 12 months just absolutely go to the moon for Caitlin Clark cards and apparel. Now, of course, I'm an idiot. I missed all this stuff. But you could only invest in so many things. You know, the Mexican soccer team takes up a lot of my time. That's honestly my top priority outside of work and the podcast. But I'm just saying, let's just be real. The Caitlin Clark business is going to be a thing. She's going to be everywhere. And if she backs it up on the court, and if Caitlin Clark is able to, I don't know, she first team all WNBA. Is she going to be in the MVP mix? Somebody told me she's fourth in MVP odds as a rookie already. Hasn't played a game. Now, listen, Wembanyama had a big impact. Everybody's excited to see Wembanyama. Oh, got to see Wembanyama. Year one, first week, everybody's excited. Wembanyama delivered. Wembanyama delivered. Everybody loves it. But this is different. TV people, fans, apparel, none of it is getting the attraction of Wembanyama, who's more of a unicorn. It's a little tough to relate to, like, you know what, 7'4", but moves like Kevin Durant. You know, like, it's a little weird. He's not going to move merch and shoes the way Caitlin Clark can. And I just need you guys to understand that because this is, assuming she stays healthy, like she's on Saturday Night Live. And if you go on Instagram and watch the video or go on YouTube, it's got millions of views, millions. Like overnight, people are into it. It works. When we put Caitlin Clark in the headline for this podcast, it will help do numbers because there is a large segment of the population that's just into anything Caitlin Clark. They want to consume it all. So we're not going to force feed you Caitlin Clark. We're going to give you the good stuff. And I'm just telling you right now, if you heard anybody say she should stay in school for NIL money, they don't know what they're talking about.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now let's get to the NBA, where the 76ers looked like, as my son says, I guess this is a middle school saying, and I feel old even saying it out loud, but the 76ers looked like dog water in the first half at home, scoring a minuscule 39 points. They took an early lead on the Heat, and then the Heat went zone, and I was stunned. Nick Nurse looked like he had no idea what he was doing. The Sixers were flux summoned. Yeah, that's the word. Joel Embiid was confused. They were turning the ball over at an alarming rate. It was ugly. Miami looked like they were going to run away. And then, out of the blue, I don't know where, I mean, I'll be honest, I did not know he was still like a factor, but Nick Batum, who's 35, almost 35 and a half years old, emerges in the third quarter and just starts splashing threes. And of all the people, it wasn't Tyrese Maxey. It wasn't Kelly Oubre. Certainly was not Tobias Harris. And Embiid was struggling. Nick Batum, and we just said this the other night. Boy, Keegan Murray sure picked a fine time to score 32 points and have his best game of the season, maybe career, and help the Kings. Okay? Boy, Nick Batum sure picked a fine time for a season-high 20 points to keep the Sixers afloat in the third quarter when they, I think, trail by 12. And Batum just kept firing, hit six threes, season high, 20 points, season high. And then in the fourth quarter, close game, Joel Embiid finally delivers. I know Joel Embiid delivering in a big game in the postseason, somewhat rare. He did have 23 and 15. I think he had three straight possessions in the fourth with some big buckets or passes, five assists. Embiid comes up, and Miami falls a little bit short, losing by one. They did cover the spread if you got in on that action. I'll just say this. It looked like a rock fight in the first half. I mean, 39 points. Like, no thank you. It was ugly. The refs called two fouls on Bam Adebayo in the first, like, 6 minutes. I was like, yeah, come on. Jimmy Butler goes down. Now, here's the interesting thing. So, Jimmy Butler, somebody landed on him in the first half, and it was like, ooh, he was down. I didn't know if he was going to be able to continue. He ends up 5 of 18 shooting. Now, we know Jimmy Butler's a warrior. Jimmy buckets, playoff Jimmy. He finished with 19, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 steals. I mean, the numbers are good. But he was down the stretch. He looked like it was like swelling, or he just couldn't move as quick. And they had to run through Tyler Hero. Listen, when Tyler Hero's jacking 27 shots, you're probably not winning. Now, here's what's fascinating about the Heat. Down the stretch, due to the injuries, down the stretch, the Heat were rocking with Butler, Bam, Tyler Hero, and then Highsmith and the rookie, Jaquez Jr., who I love from UCLA. Jaquez Jr., oh, that guy's a player. That guy really can go. He was no fear going right at Embiid. He ended up with 15. I thought he had a really good game. 15 and 22 minutes. Remember, Tyler Hero, 25 points on 27 shots. Now, he did distribute well, but he also had 5 turnovers. I don't know. You guys remember, my one remaining season-long bet that's out there is, will the Heat make the playoffs? Well, it wasn't will they make it, yes or no. It was Heat, no playoffs. And if you're the Heat and Terry Rozier's not ready to get back, he's not going to. Duncan Robinson sat out injured, and now Jimmy Butler's hurt? Listen, I don't know how they win, and then the Heat miss. But so I'm kind of sort of rooting for the Heat to lose in their next play-in game. I will talk quickly about the Sixers' chances against the Knicks, because I did say on here, on the Herd, I like the Knicks in that series. I do. I know you guys can say what you want about Joel Embiid being back. He does not look like he's 100% back. And I mean, the guy missed like, what, 30 games, 40 games? You're just not going to be back overnight. And the playoffs are tough. We know Thibodeau and the Knicks play a physical brand of basketball. I don't think the Knicks are fearing the Sixers at all here. Just no fear from this Knicks team. The whole Brunson thing. What, like, down the stretch, they put Nick Batum was the stopper last night. I'm not even kidding. Batum was the stopper. It wasn't Maxey was doing an okay job, but then Tyler Herro started to go off, and they put Batum on him in the final like 90 seconds or 2 minutes. I was like, really? Nick Batum is your stopper now? Can he do everything? Well, good luck putting Batum on Jalen Brunson. Now, the counter, of course, is Nick Nurse, of course, the champion of the junk defense. If you guys remember, they threw a box in one at Steph Curry in the NBA Finals after KD went down. I think after Klay went. I don't know if it was after Klay went down, but they threw a box in one at Curry, and it was kind of effective. Fred VanVleet was kind of on his way to the MVP award for his defense on Curry, which was good. But I don't know. I still think the Knicks will be all right. Essentially, Nurse is going to say, anybody can beat us except Brunson. Go ahead. OG Anunoby, good luck. We're not afraid of him. We're not really afraid of anybody on the Knicks, and that's understandable. But what you can underestimate is if you load up on Brunson, he's not going to force stuff. He's going to make the basketball play and find DiVincenzo. And they've got Josh Hart. They have home court advantage. I need to dig more into the Hartenstein versus Embiid, Mitchell Robinson. I like Bogdanovich. I'm just telling you, I think the Knicks are going to be live in the series, and I will be betting them to win. I also told one of my buddies that I think an interesting parlay, and again, parlays can be risky. I think Suns to win the series against the Timberwolves, parlayed with the Pacers to beat the Bucks. It pays pretty well. Now you just have to hope that Giannis misses more games. I found it interesting that on Monday, okay, they announced Giannis would not be ready for the beginning of the series. That's not even close. I mean, that's like, 5 days before the game. That means he's not remotely close. That means it's not like a game time decision or anything close to that. It essentially means, damn, he definitely can't go at the beginning of the series. So I'm not optimistic for Giannis to play, thus the Pacers bet. But I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Knicks against the Sixers. Obviously, I'll be rooting Knicks. I do not hate the Sixers, I promise. It's funny. My son, I don't know if I told this story yet. He got a new partner in like science class. And it just so happens this kid's a really good athlete. He was like a sleeper in our local basketball draft. And I was like, oh, I'll get him in the mid rounds. And somebody snatched him up early. It turns out he's really good. And he was on the undefeated team, of course. And he guarded our best player like full court the entire game. He's a good athlete and a nice kid. And he says to my son in science class, hey, Bryce, why is your dad so harsh on the Eagles? And like Philly in general. And my son's like, what? What are you even talking about? My son does not know all my takes. But it's funny because then later on, we're talking about some stuff and he's like, oh yeah, dad, this guy asked about you. You're Himothy. And we start laughing and joking around. Anyway, too much about me, although it is always about me.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So on to the nightcap, the Trae Young audition tape. Hey, Lakers, any interest in no defense playing Trae Young, who got lit the bleep up by, I don't know, anyone who had the ball? DeRozan went for 22. Kobe White went for 42. The Bulls shot 56%, scored 131 points. They got 73 in the first half. And listen, it's all obviously not all on Trae Young, but he was a robust minus 27 on the court. Like, this guy's a colossal liability. He had 6 turnovers and 4 baskets in 43 minutes. DeJounte Murray visibly upset with him. I don't know, Rob. This to me feels like the swan song for the Hawks. I applauded them 2 summers ago for going all in and getting DeJounte Murray. I liked the move at the time. You went with the Warriors-ish backcourt. Trae in the Curry role, DeJounte Murray in the Clay kind of two-way role. They could never figure out the coach, Quinn Snyder, not really working. DeAndre Hunter, who they drafted in the lottery, was coming out of Virginia, supposed to be the guy, the small forward. It just shows how hard it is, like that Harrison Barnes, Andre Iguodala role. DeAndre Hunter, 3-for-16, 0-for-7 on threes. Again, Keegan Murray, I referenced him earlier. Keegan Murray was a revelation for the Kings. He looks like he belongs in this league. He looks like an all-star. Here we are, DeAndre Hunter, and it's like, what do we have? You know, I listen, obviously the playoffs are a referendum on the entire season, and when you boil it down to one game, it can sometimes be unfair. But Rob, the only takeaway is the Hawks absolutely have to do something about this backcourt. I mean, I guess Trae Young maybe has more value in whatever star power he might still have living off that awesome win in the playoffs in the Garden. But I'm going to be honest, since that postseason, I have not seen much out of him at either end. And I don't want to hear, Jay, come on, he's a 30-10 guy. Those are hollow numbers. This team has underachieved woefully the last 2 years. I don't know that Trae Young's gotten better. I'll be honest. If I'm the Lakers, I'm like, no thanks. I don't know, Rob. Maybe you feel differently, but give me Donovan Mitchell. I would consider just keeping D'Angelo. So I just don't see how Trae Young does much. Now, maybe he thrives alongside AD with the spacing, but I don't know, man. I just a disappointing performance against a not great Bulls team.
Yeah, I have zero interest in Trae Young becoming a Laker. I mean, the hashtag future Laker moniker is only reserved for the best of the best, and Trae Young, despite his stats, just does not meet that criteria. Look, just to give you an idea as to how bad the Trae Young, DeJounte Murray backcourt has been, you know, in the last year and a half. Just last night, they were a minus 34.3 net rating on the floor in 37 minutes together, okay? They were a minus 6.5 net together on the floor this year in 50 games playing in the Eastern Conference. And this might be the most damning part of all, given their contracts and what they gave up to get DeJounte Murray there. Across 2 seasons, they will have played in 5 total playoff games and were a minus 14.8 during those 5 games. This pairing doesn't work. Your 2-point guards doesn't work. And the biggest reason is that Trae Young, despite the gaudy numbers, is inefficient and he plays zero defense. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say that it seems like his teammates just don't like playing with him.
Yeah.
I don't got to be in the Atlanta Hawks locker room to watch a game and watch their body language. And you can tell that there's just something about him that rubs people the wrong way. And when you look ahead to this summer, it's pretty clear they're going to break up that duo. And I don't know which one they're going to keep. I imagine they're probably going to trade Trae Young because you would assume you can get more for him given his accomplishment and the fact that he can put up 25-10, you know, pretty regularly is something that would appeal to a lot of teams. But as a Laker fan, there is no interest for me to cobble together 3 contracts. In this case, probably we have to be like Austin Reeves, Hachimura, and Gabe Vincent. Plus 3 first-round picks to take on $150 million left of Trae Young, who doesn't play defense and isn't as good of a shooter as people think he is. So, Trae Young, I'm sure he's going to be in a new uniform. Stay far away from Los Angeles, my guy.
Yeah, come on, no way. Even if the idea of keeping a Reeves-Trae Young backcourt, like, is that better than a D'Angelo Russell? And Reeves' backcourt. And again, you know, you don't want to boil it down to one game sample size. And I haven't seen any defensive numbers, but this is what's troubling, Rob. So Trae Young has moved a little off the ball since DeJounte Murray arrived, just a little bit. His assists are up, but so are his turnovers. His shots are a little bit down. He hasn't shot the three as well since before DeJounte got there. I just think it doesn't work. As for the Bulls, Alex Caruso injury is bad. It sounds like he's not going to be able to go against the Heat. I mean, this Bulls team is... you could shoot 58% sure against the Hawks who play no defense, but there's no way that the Miami Heat are going to let these guys. Io Desumu, the Illinois point guard, I can't believe he's 8 of 12. Guy looked like an all-star out there. You know, this is not really a great team, and one of these teams is going to be, and I'm sorry, even the Heat, is going to be fodder for the Boston Celtics. I'm just curious, though, Rob. Like, what do you think the market is like for Trae Young? Let's remove the Lakers from the equation. Like, just, you know, you go through the league and point guards, I don't want to say they're a dime a dozen, but Rob, like, I thought Trae Young was like a top 7 point guard. I don't know. You know, you give me like a Mike Conley, a steady, unselfish Mike Conley, and I might take him over Trae Young. If you want to say, okay, the Detroit Pistons are like going to move Cade Cunningham off the ball and they want Trae Young. Like, okay, you can try that. Like, good luck. But where does he exactly fit? There's no playoff. Like, the Sixers are like, they're not going to be interested in Trae Young. The Pacers have Halliburton. I guess you could make an argument that the Orlando Magic, but they have Jalen Suggs, who's ascending and plays a lot of defense. Cavs have Garland and Mitchell. Bucks have Dame, Jalen Brunson, and then on the Knicks, and then the Celtics obviously is no fly zone. Like, where do you put them? Who's clamoring to get in the Trae Young business? I just don't see the team. Now, maybe there's some wacky scenario where the paperclips say we're gonna let trade away Paul George, we're gonna let go of James Harden, we're gonna rebuild around Kawhi and Trae Young. Maybe that's a scenario, but Rob, I challenge you to find a team in the top 10 of in the East or West that would be interested in Trae Young.
I'll tell you what, it's funny that you bring that up, because just a day and a half ago, I was on Twitter and friend of the show, Eric Pincus, put something out on Bleacher Report suggesting this exact thing. Like, you know, assuming that the Hawks don't make the playoffs, they're officially eliminated. What's next for Trae Young? Where could he wind up? And the first team on the list has been the case for almost everybody is the Lakers, because of the Clutch Sports connection. And basically anybody who's ripped by Clutch is linked to the Lakers. There are only two other teams on his list, okay? One of them I'm not too excited about. One of them I'm very excited about. The second team he listed was the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are at a stage right now where they just want to be relevant, right? Like, they clearly do not have a team that's built to win. Mikal Bridges is a fine player, but if he's your best player, then you are not going anywhere.
Wait a minute. Wait, they got Ben Simmons and Dennis Schroeder.
They got Thomas. Ben Simmons' contract, and they have all those Houston Rockets picks. So if you really wanted to take a swing for Trae Young, you attach the massive expiring deal of Ben Simmons and whatever else you got to do. You can hold on to Mikal Bridges. You can hold on to Cameron Johnson. You can hold on to a number of guys. Hell, you could even throw in Cam Thomas if you really wanted to, because you think
he gets buckets.
Because you think their skill sets are kind of duplicative. But you can throw in a pretty easy way to match the contracts because of the Ben Simmons, and you have the Houston pick. So for a relatively low risk, you can take Trae Young and surround him with wing defenders. And that's basically the only way that he's going to work, is you have to have people who can cover up for him. The other team that was brought up, and this is the one I'm actually most excited about, is the San Antonio Spurs. Because all they would have to do basically is say, here, Atlanta, take back all your first round picks that you gave us for DeJounte Murray. So you can truly bottom out, and you have an incentive then to tank, because of the way things are right now. If you don't own your own picks, you have no reason to want to tank. And if you are San Antonio, Wembanyama is obviously the real deal. He's ahead of schedule even more than I think even the staunchest defenders thought he would be. All they really need is a point guard, someone to get him the ball and let him be the freak of nature that he is. And Trae Young, for all of his faults, can set people up with the best of them. And Victor Wembanyama is going to cover up a lot of his defensive issues. So right off the bat, the team that I will be keeping an eye on this summer is definitely San Antonio.
Yeah, I don't... the idea. Do you remember when Popovich got started to get pissed with Kawhi Leonard for being soft and they didn't understand his injury? That he said he was hurt, but like the doctors couldn't find anything. How's he going to handle the softness of Trae Young, who just, I mean, he just whines a lot. And remember, this is a guy who was basically traded for Luka Doncic. It would be poetic justice if Luka Doncic won the title or went to the finals and, oh, look, the guy that he was traded for, Trae Young, is about to get dubbed by the Hawks. Like, man, that is, NBA is just wild. All right, so I guess we'll come back tomorrow with official. Well, I guess no, we'd have to wait till Monday for the official playoff picks. We might as well get them in now, Rob, because the final play-in games are Friday, and obviously no podcast Saturday. Who you got? Who you got coming out of the East and West?
I mean, the way that the bracket shape up has really shaped my opinion. I was not as high on the Mavericks as you were entering this postseason, but the way things have shaken out, Kawhi Leonard's very iffy. They avoid Denver until potentially the Western Conference Finals. I feel really good about, you know, taking Denver is the easy option, but yeah. If I'm trying to make some money, I'm definitely putting it down on Luka Doncic and the Mavs coming out of the West.
Okay. All right.
In the Eastern Conference, I think it's Boston and everybody else. So give me Boston, give me the chalkiness, and I'll take it.
If you had to pick someone other than Boston, though, who would it be?
The New York Knicks.
Really?
I love
it. So you think Knicks take down the Sixers, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we saw from the Sixers last night that for all the things that we love about Joel Embiid in the regular season, that just never seems to, you know, show up in the postseason. Like all the things that you love about him, the foul merchanting and the sweet jumper and things like that. Like when you outweigh your next closest defender by 60 pounds and you're insisting on staying at the top of the key in the free throw line, like I don't understand that. And it seems like, you know, the narrative on social media, he's like, he's a regular season player. I wouldn't go that far, but he definitely does not play up to his full capabilities in the postseason. And I think the New York Knicks are one of those scrappy teams where no matter who they're going against they're going to get their pound of flesh from them. So
yeah. How about the storyline of, oh, Joel Embiid, you're going to lose in the first round to the Knicks. Do you want to go there now? Isn't that very Kevin Durant-y?
Yeah. Yeah. But
listen, if they lose in the first round,
there will be different than a free agent move.
Well, if he demands out.
Oh yeah.
Because I mean, if they lose in the first round, you know, Morey's going to lay like, okay, who do you want? Paul George? You want Paul George? We'll go get Paul George. And he'll try to convince them that they have the money to get another max guy. But is that going to be enough for Joel Embiid? He's just going to be like, guys, we've gone backwards essentially, you know? I don't know. That I think officially is now the new most interesting first round series over Mavs Clippers. Obviously Bucks Pacers is interesting, but the Giannis injury changes things. I'm very curious if Joel Embiid loses this series. You know, if Nick Batum can't bail him out, does he ask out? Is he just like, guys, we tried, you know? And I got no problem with these guys asking out. I think that's super fascinating. Now if the Knicks lose, well, Jalen Brunson can't do it by himself. Well, come on. He lost his Robin in Julius Randle. Like, he shouldn't have even been able to get the number two seed. So, playoffs start this weekend. I will go Mavs-Celtics in the finals. You're right. It's too easy to pick the Nuggets. I think it upsets. I think the Suns win over the Timberwolves. I do think OKC will win against whoever they play. And the tough one is Nuggets-Lakers. I'll go 4-2 Nuggets. I think Lakers can get two off. I don't think the Nuggets are as bulletproof as they were last year. And in the East, if I'm looking at upset, like I said earlier, Pacers, I think they could take down the Bucks. But Hawks let me down on Wednesday, man. Yeah. All right. That's it for today. We are back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.